And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Great to have you. If you have any questions throughout the show, send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I've been getting a lot of questions around lease up. We're in that lease up season, renewals, how to charge, application fees, that sort of thing. I think we'll take that up on next week's show. But on today's show, what I want to talk about are five keys to success in real estate. And when I say real estate, I'm specifically talking about investing in single-family rental properties and apartments. That's what we do as investors, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what we talk about on the show, houses and apartments. That will be the focus. And if you miss any of the show or need to come back and tune in or maybe catch another show, you can go to our website, by the way. This is archived there at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab or find the show on any of the podcast apps out there. Now, if you're new to the show, you might be asking yourself, why invest in real estate at all? Let me ask you a question first. Are you happy with the amount of money that you have been spending lately and really over the past months and few years at the fuel pump or at the grocery store? Or what about the increases we keep seeing in property taxes and insurance? Whew, home insurance. Wow, I got to pay that this month. It's going to be painful. They're up very, very strongly. The cost of living is up and it's still going up. What about your paycheck? Is it keeping pace? For the most part, no. But you can do something about it. You can create some extra cash flow. Why invest in real estate? That is why, right there. Just simply to create a few extra hundred dollars each month that will ease those increases that we have been seeing in the cost of living. You can create a few hundred per month. You can create a few thousand a month. Depends on you. You can buy one single family house and do that, or buy a few more and watch that cash flow grow. Invest in one apartment, syndication, or multiple. Again, build that cash flow. But the great thing investing in residential real estate, it's not just about the cash flow. We create a ton of equity as well. Maybe call that net worth or wealth. In fact, right now, I can go out and buy a single family rental house and double my money immediately on that house. Put in $20,000 out of my pocket, let's say, and have a total in $40,000 in equity when I'm done. I've just doubled my money. 20 of that's mine, 20 I've just created through the process. In fact, here, I've got an example pulled up here for you. This came from one of the Lifestyles Realty team. I don't want to just throw out numbers that I'm creating out of my head. This is an actual rental house that I looked at. And out of pocket, $20,000 and some change, estimated equity capture. That's the additional equity that we build, that we create through the process, $32,000. That's not a doubling of my money. That's a 160% return. And by the way, it cash flows as well, a couple hundred dollars a month. So we can really, really increase our net worth this way. And that wealth does continue to grow over time. There are a couple of other levers in play. Equity buildup, right? Our residents, we're renting this to somebody. They are paying that mortgage on our behalf. So as the principal gets paid down, that equity builds up. And appreciation. And appreciation, by the way, that's the thing that you sit and wait for with your 401k, IRA. Maybe it's metals, precious metals, gold. Just simple appreciation. It is a bonus for us in real estate. We don't really calculate that into our numbers at Lifestyles Unlimited, but it happens. And on top of that, again, we make money many different ways and we cash flow. Does your 401k put that extra cash flow into your pocket every month so that you can handle those added cost of living increases? No, it doesn't. And I'm not even going to get into the tax advantages, one of which, by the way, if you're doing it right, you're not going to pay any taxes on that very cash flow that you create with those rental properties. So huge, huge tax advantage. That, to your question, if you're wondering why real estate, all of those things are why. We make money five or six ways with residential real estate investing. Big stuff. Now, for the balance of the show, we're going to get to those five keys to your success in as a real estate investor. Again, focusing only on single-family rentals and apartments. The things we're going to talk about today really apply to both, right? They apply to both, and we do both as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. I, as an investor, by the way, I'm invested in a double-digit portfolio of houses that I've built over more than a dozen years now, and we're also in a significant number of apartment investments as well. So I've experienced both sides of this this topic here. So what are the keys? Number one, know your goals. Know your goals. This is number one because it is hugely important and can really define your success. In fact, it will define your success. When you start in investing in real estate, you have to ask yourself, where exactly am I headed? Am I trying to create that cash flow that Andy's talking about just to ease my lifestyle because the costs are up? Or am I trying to create an even bigger cash flow number so that I can retire early, like I hear so many members at Lifestyles do? Or is it to create some big net worth number for, not for you so much, but for your heirs? What are your goals? How can you get there if you don't exactly know where you're going? And if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what tools you might need, what roadmap you might need. For example, if your stated goal is to become wealthy, what does that mean exactly? When you're thinking about goals, be specific. In fact, good goals are SMART, which is an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, if you're not sure how to set goals around real estate investing, listen to these programs. We talk about this from time to time. Listen to when we interview other guests. They'll talk about their goals. And go out and talk to other successful investors. Get ideas from them. Model them. Does it need to be the 40 houses that this gentleman is seeking to achieve? No, of course not. But if you're not sure where to start, it starts by talking and just hearing what other people are doing. That's the big thing for you. Having good, clear goals around your real estate investing then will in part unlock the next key. So first key is knowing your goals. Second key is know your numbers, right? Know your numbers. And this is actually, I'm going to break this into two parts because the first part is it's your personal numbers, your personal information, things like your credit score, your debt to income ratio. We're going to go out and we're going to buy a house with hard money because it needs a lot of work, and we're going to fix it up and we're going to rent it out and we're going to refinance into long-term 30-year debt. We're going to use other people's money. So we need to be able to get financing. So we need to know, what is my credit score? Is it within that range that works with this type of financing? What about my debt to income? And then I'm going to ask a lender, What's a rough interest rate? What can I pencil in when I'm trying to figure out my numbers here? Because that in part will drive your cash flow calculations, your cash flow numbers. And again, if that's your goal, is to create cash flow, you need to know that every investment you get into is going to create cash flow. And also, you'll want to figure out your financial firepower. How much of a house can I buy, or how many can I buy? There's a really good class that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. This is on our portal. We've seen it both live, and you can go and watch the recording. 10 houses in 10 months. How to do that? So again, it can be done. Or 40 houses, like the young man I mentioned. Where do you find out this information, by the way? You start by talking with lenders and mortgage brokers. When you get into a serious conversation with them, they're going to pull your credit. You're going to have a hard hit on your credit. Sorry. But that's part of knowing your numbers. That's the first part, by the way. And keep an eye on these as you progress. As you buy your first house, those numbers will shift a little bit. As you buy your second, they'll shift again. So keep a close eye on your personal numbers. And then the second part, when I say know your numbers, very, very important. Very, very important. What are my investing criteria? What do I need to see numerically from that investment that I'm considering? Again, this can be houses, this can be apartments. And this does go back to goals. Am I focused on growing cash flow or equity? Yeah, you can do both. Every real estate investment should have both components there. But I find there's often a trade-off. That higher cash-flowing asset, because it's kicking off more cash, maybe lower risk, probably requires a higher out-of-pocket, therefore lower equity, and vice versa. Especially in this higher interest rate environment, you may see lower cash flow. We're seeing a ton of equity. Back to that example, in fact, I got this email from the Lifestyles Realty team. Let's say that my investment criteria say that I need to see $200 per month cash flow. I need an 8% or greater cash-on-cash return. These are numbers I've defined. And I want to double my money in terms of equity. In other words, a 100% return on my equity position. Well, that lead on a house I saw from the Lifestyles Realty team, does it meet those? Yeah, estimated cash flow per year, $250. Bam, above my number. Estimated cash-on-cash return, 14.7%, far exceeds my number. Right, estimated equity capture $32,000. I've got 20 into the 160% return. In other words, more than doubling my number. But I need to know my numbers. If I do not have a handle on those, right, it becomes very hard to make decision. Having clear investment criteria is akin to having clear goals. It'll help you make quicker decisions on any given property. And you'll find, if you're new to this, be ready. As you network and as you meet more and more people that are sources for rental investment property, you're going to find more and more leads crossing your inbox. I get a ton every day, every week. And if I spend a lot of time just pondering each and every one, I'm not going to go anywhere. So I need to know very quickly, do I see the cash flow I'm targeting? Do I see the equity capture I'm targeting? If yes, great. Like this investment I saw from the realty team, dive in deeper. Say, hey, I want to write an offer. Hey, wholesaler, here's my earnest money deposit. Let's get started. If not, move on. Don't waste time. And knowing these numbers will in part then unlock the next key, which we'll talk about after this break. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions, send those over to me. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking about five keys to your success as a real estate investor. Again, focusing on thinking about how single family houses, and that may include duplex, triplex, quad. Those from a financing perspective, those are single family, and then apartments, everything five units and above, because we do both of those. We're on both sides of that, both asset classes as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. But you need to have some things, or plan to put some things into place. Know your goals, number one. We talked about that. Number two, know your numbers. Makes it far easier for me to spend a lot less time analyzing the countless numbers of opportunities that, I say opportunities with quote, right, that cross my desk. I get a lot of leads from various sources. And when you know your numbers, this will then in part unlock the next key, which is your market. So number three, know your market. And when I say market, I'm thinking in terms of both the what and the where. When I say what is it I'm buying? Is my target market just single family houses, period? Or maybe it's those duplexes, triplexes, quads that I mentioned. They behave a little bit differently than houses, by the way. Or is it apartments? Right. What is it that is my market? And that's important to understand, because at some point, right, the goal, you'll renovate these. The goal is then to put these on the market and have a great resident in place that will be paying you rent every month. But leasing, marketing, etc. A single family house is different, perhaps, than apartments. Slightly different dynamics. So what is it you're looking for? Your numbers and the performance, right? The performance of those two asset classes in the moment. Right, the markets, although we're talking residential real estate in both cases, single family houses, the market for those, the returns, et cetera, move differently than what we see in apartments. So that performance at the moment may drive you to the one or the other based on your numbers, based on your goals. I like to do both regardless. I want to be investing and invested in both at any given time. Thinking about single family rentals, you can get a little more granular. This feeds back into the investment criteria, by the way. Do I have a target property? You know, is it the classic bread and butter, 3-bed, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 80s and newer, right? Or maybe I'm willing to go older, take on a little bit more of a renovation budget as a result, perhaps, of the age of the property. Or maybe I'm looking specifically for 2-bed, 1-bath, because I like me. You know, typically you're not getting big families in a 2-bed, 1-bath, are you? Maybe I like that older crowd that's downsized and looking for something a little smaller, right? You know, again, age of property, level of renovation, that'll play into that. These feedback into your investment criteria, obviously, you want to know these as well when you get these leads that cross your desk. Ooh, 1920s built, forget it. I don't go older than 50s, or I don't go older than 80s, right? That's the what. And is the market where you sit now, the market that you're targeting, does it have these things? And that drives the where. Can I find that type of single family rental property in my market that's going to make the returns that I've stated as part of the numbers in my investing criteria? You may say, I want all my rental houses to be 1 hour or less from where I live. I know members. I know people that invest like this. But you may be listening to me right now in California or Hawaii or Maryland, and you may start to dig into your local market and realize, ooh, prices are too high to capture the equity that I'm targeting or to create the cash flow that I need. In fact, you may not cash flow at all. That's why as you work through these keys to your success, don't start with the where, because that might skew how you set your numbers and how you set your goals. Start at the top. Start bigger picture with those goals and those numbers, and then dial in. Well, where does that work? And that's a great thing, by the way, with Lifestyles Unlimited. We have realty teams in a wide array of markets where equity and cash flow are both available. So if you are on the coast catching the show, you may need to look and learn about a different market. It may be a remote market. But get to know that market as well. You know, I was on a Zoom call not too long ago, actually hosted by an investor out of San Diego that buys not in San Diego, but in Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri. Why? Because he knows his goals. He knows his numbers. He's not getting those, cannot get those where he sits. So he's investing halfway across the country. And what has he done? He's dived into that market. Where are the good areas to invest? Where are the areas that I want to stay away from? What Kansas City, Kansas versus Kansas City, Missouri? Do we have different legislative postures towards rental owners on either side of the river there? Right? If you're looking in a new market, that's a question you should ask and dig into. So what is it I want to buy? What is it I want to invest in, and where? And when you get to the where, that's going to in part then unlock the next key to your success, which is your team. No matter where you invest, you're going to have to build a team. Know your team, number four. And as you consider your team, you've built them. Now to get to know them, and I like I like to go out to Lifestyles Unlimited's vendor marketplace. That's where I'll start. Okay, I need a new AC. Other guy disappeared. Whatever happened. I'm going to go out to the vendor marketplace and see who services the Houston area. But I also like to hear from my fellow investors. Who are they using? Who have they been using? Who do they recommend? And that takes me to the last key for your success as a real estate investor, and that is your network. So number four, know your team. But number five, know your network. Know your network. Who is in it? What do they do exactly? And how and where can you continue to grow that network? I think that's part of the process as well. This should not be something static. It should be continuing to evolve. I'm putting this last, but don't get this as the least by any means. Your network is effectively an extension of your team. And it should include mentors. People that have done this thing already, that are farther down the path, that have had success, that you can go to for advice when you do run into problems, questions, whatever. I go to my network all the time to find, you know, thinking about gaps in team, right? Plumbers become unreliable for whatever reason. I go to my network to find out who are you using. I go to that vendor marketplace, part of my network in essence. If I'm going to go into a new market, I go to that Zoom call I mentioned earlier, talking about Kansas City. Right, I went to my network to learn. If you're planning to do apartment investing as a passive investor, I go to my network to learn about those syndicators. Have you invested with this guy or gal? How are they? Are they timely with their monthly reports? Do they send out monthly reports, K-1s, on time? Right? And while I'm talking to them, I want to hear their goals as well. Because again, maybe that's somebody that's ahead of me that I can shadow. So know that network. Who operates in, again, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth here. Who operates a little bit farther east in Tyler, Texas, if I decide to check out that market? Who uses that new top GC if I want to hear about their experiences? And I want to make sure as well that they know who I am, what it is that I invest in, and where. This is very, very important. A little self-marketing does not hurt. Again, dozen years or so doing this now, I've gotten a lot of leads, a lot of rental properties that I've bought thanks to my network, because they know what I do. They know where I invest, what parts I'm interested in. These may be parts of town that they don't go to. Right? We pass these leads back and forth. They may know somebody that really needs to close fast. They know I can. They know you can. But they need to know what you do. So how do you build that network, by the way? Well, get out and network, right? Again, going back to the Kansas City conversation, it could be as simple as getting on regular Zoom calls. If you're on the coast, if you're somewhere outside of Texas and you want to invest in Texas, believe me, there are plenty of places where you can go remotely, digitally, to network, to talk with people, to see what they're doing. And same thing applies to other markets where we are active. Get out, if you are in a local market, to get out to one of our case studies. Again, talk to people. Go to those road trips. If you're a member, be sure to get out to the single family road trips, even if you're not super active right now, right? Go to one or two here and there, and the multifamily road trips. Other events in your area, and it doesn't have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited event. There are tons of REIA, Real Estate Investor Associations, REIG, Real Estate Investor Groups in every market out there. So get out to those, meet other investors, find out what they do, make sure they understand what you're looking for, and you will grow together, I guarantee it. So five keys to your success, but I have a master key that's going to help you unlock the rest. And that's simple education. If you're new to the program, listening to the first time, maybe dabbled a little bit, you probably don't know as much as you should. So you should get an education. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. Key number one, know your goals. Well, we can help you make sure that the goals that you're setting are achievable and relevant and that you get there. You know, the first thing my wife and I did when we joined is we sat down with a mentor. We talked about finances. We talked about numbers. We talked about what it is, big picture, we were trying to do. And they helped us figure out the best path. So know your goals, know your numbers. Do you know how to calculate those returns? I talked about cash on cash return. I talked about return on the equity gain, the equity capture. Do you know how to calculate those? Do you know how to determine cash flow? And so on. That comes with education. Know your market, the what and the where. The renovations, by the way, that go into those properties. And navigating the legislative environment in that particular market. That comes with education. Know your team. You know, I mentioned the vendor marketplace. As members, we have access to that. I love that because there are member reviews, so I can see how, right, live, how everybody's been reacting to this particular contractor, vendor, insurance broker, whoever it is. And if you're out of state, it's harder to get out to network, obviously, locally. Lifestyles Unlimited had a course on how to build your team and how to do it remotely. Very, very good course. Very, very good education. And finally, know your network and continue to grow that. Do not let that become stagnant. It's very easy to go to a networking event, by the way, and just talk to those same two people that you talk to every time you go out to these networking events. It's fun. It's good to connect. Do that, but talk to others as well. How do you grow that network? By the way, yeah, we have a course on that very topic, how to grow your network, how to be a good passive investor, and how to learn how to network with syndicators. That comes with education. So again, we talked about five keys to your success: knowing your goals, your numbers, your market, your team, and your network. But I think education is the underlying foundation that really will help propel you forward in each and every one of those areas. And if you need help with that, Lifestyles Unlimited is here to help you. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on our free workshop. You can learn more about what we do and continue to listen to the program. Again, we'll talk next week about leasing season because we're there, right? We're knees deep in it right now. What do we need to do? Send in your questions if you have any of those on that topic. Again, send those to askandy@luinc.com, and I'll roll those together into the show. I've already got something started, but we'll continue to grow that for the next week. So thank you again for tuning in. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.